Please be seated. Good morning. I am Louisa Van Oss. I am 16 and I am all the way up from Duluth, Minnesota. This is my second tech. I attended my first in this year, and I am really excited to be able to speak in front of you all today. Today I'll be speaking in both English and in Spanish. Bilingual services and events in the Episcopal Church are becoming common practice, specifically on the national level, and it's something that I want to introduce on the local level as well. Hoy hablaré en inglés y en español. Servicios religiosos y eventos en la Iglesia Episcopal en español y en inglés son más común ahora que nunca, y quiero traer esta práctica al nivel local. Now, let us pray. Creator, we give thanks to you for all that you are and all you bring to us for our visit within your creation. In Jesus, you place the gospel in the center of this sacred circle through which all creation is related. You show us the way to live a generous and compassionate life. Give us your strength to live together with respect and commitment as we grow in your spirit. For you are God, now and forever. Amen.
Oremos. Creador, te damos gracias por quien eres y por todo lo que nos brindas durante nuestra visita a tu creación. En Jesús colocas en el Evangelio, en el centro de este círculo sagrado, mediante el cual toda la creación está relacionada. Muéstranos la manera de vivir una vida generosa y compasiva, danos tu fortaleza para vivir juntos, con respeto y compromiso mientras crecemos en tu espíritu, pues tú eres Dios, ahora y por siempre. Amén.
Now, today's gospel starts off with disbelief. I mean, there's no way he could be alive, right? But Jesus says to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts?" For those disciples to believe in Jesus, to believe he was back, it needed to be physical, to be real. So Jesus says, "Come, look at me, feel my wounds, see my hands, feel my hands, my feet, and my side." He says, "Come to me and see that I am real, that I am with you. I am always with you." And see, we often do the same thing that the disciples did so long ago. We look for concrete signs and physical presence instead of listening and immersing ourselves in the community around us. Remember what Jesus said in today's gospel, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." In the gospel today, we are called. We are called to be witnesses, to be servants. We are called to see and look for God in all that we do, in all that we are, and in all that we have.
En el Evangelio para hoy, estamos llamados a ser siervos, llamados a ser testigos, llamados a encontrar a Dios en todo lo que hacemos, en todo lo que somos, y en todo lo que tenemos.
And that's the message. From the beginning, we have been called. God sacrificed his only son so that we may become renewed, forgiven, so that we can listen to God in all that we do. Because Jesus and God, the Holy Spirit, God is always there. Sometimes we just have to be intentional in finding our way back to God. And once we do, that's when we can be full witnesses and brothers and sisters in Christ. Once we find our way back and open ourselves up, that's when we can really hear God and do God's work in the world. That's when we can love unconditionally and accept everyone. It's unconditional. And we've been called to it from the very beginning. Yet it's hard, because we often populate our lives and our schedules so much we don't have time to take a breath, to look around us, and to center ourselves so we can listen to the ever-present voice of God and the Holy Spirit working within our lives. Now, for everyone, it's just a little different how you hear the call, where you hear the call. Now, for me, some of the most loud and chaotic parts of my life, which in honesty is most of it, has allowed me to see the Holy Spirit working and hear my call. Many of you know that I had the privilege to go to Oklahoma this summer for EYE. El verano pasado fui a Oklahoma para el evento de jóvenes episcopales por una semana. Now, Episcopal Youth Event is a gathering of around 1,400 youth starting in ninth grade all the way up to some older humans. And it's loud, and it's chaotic, and it's spiritual, and it's holy. And some of the loudest parts of my life, some of the most chaotic, with the most people, with the most going on, it's overwhelming, yet some things have never been more clear. And one of those things is the voice of the Holy Spirit. I was surrounded by 1,600 other youth and young adults, and yet we all got it. I think all 1,600 of us felt it. We are a part of it, and the it is the beloved community. It's the feeling of unconditional love. What do we call it? Agape. It's love and respect, and it's a sense of calling because we've been called from the beginning. We're called to reach out and say to others, come. We come and invite them into the kingdom. To invite them into the kingdom and to continue to listen for our call, to connect with those around us, and to forgive, accept, and love each other unconditionally. To stop looking for the concrete signs and the physical presence, but to simply be present. We are called to love the Lord, love our neighbors, and love ourselves, for we are one body and one community, the beloved community and the kingdom of heaven. So remember, be present, be accepting, be loving, be intentional about inviting others into this sacred community. Be mindful of the Holy Spirit working in your life and listen for your call. Amen.